We are live. I think we're live. Not sure. Let me double check. Oh, yep, we're live there. Okay. Hey, Bright Light Eve, Evo. Tracy's here. Jesus Christ, the truth is here. Wow. Two shows ago, when you talked about all the ways of psychotronic viruses, tech, remove ways, I appreciate hearing that. So, a reminder. Okay, well, now why aren't you working? You are on, aren't you? Yep, that's on. Okay, are we on here? I'm here. Okay. So, why isn't Rumble working? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, two shows ago, when you talked about all the ways the psychotronic viruses, tech, the remote ways they used to try to mind control people, I appreciate hearing that. It's a helpful reminder. The favorite topic, Jesus Christ, the truth of sending out psychotronic viruses. Yeah, repent. Now we know. You're hearing that voice. We know where it's coming from. Anyway, I want to talk tonight in regarding to emails I get. I always get these emails. You know, people are always telling me, well, they're hearing somebody saying this and hearing somebody saying that. And then I'm hearing that EDTA now is dangerous and citric acid is dangerous and ascorbic acid is dangerous. And, you know, I have to kind of wonder, where did these people come from? I mean, are we all just caught up on feely, touchy, you know, emotional, you know, I don't know, self-ego, arrogant, lunacy? I mean, really, I couldn't get over some emails I've been getting. And it's not really, I shouldn't really be so surprised because people are fickle. Hi, Selma, how you doing? People are fickle. And anybody who comes along and says anything, any kind of nuance, seems to attract this kind of stupidity. I don't know what it is, but it seems like we are a society or people that are just loaded. I mean, loaded. With stupidity. You know, it just seems that way. I don't know why people don't read. I don't know why people just react to the first thing that comes along. You know, it's interesting. This is the other thing I noticed. I can tell people the truth. I can tell them give them the hardcore evidence of what I'm saying, and they won't listen to it. They'll run along to find some way that'll tickle their ears or, you know, kiss their ass or whatever it is. You know, it's just weird how I see so many different things. And then what usually winds up happening as well is that these very people that get caught up in all of this stuff don't get any better. They follow the advice. This is the one thing that everybody has, that, you know, they find something new and all of a sudden you apply it. And the next thing you know, you found the fountain of youth. You have found the universal truth to every cause of health and disease. And now you are taking all this stuff and you are the authority. Amazes me. Just amazes me how stupid people have become and how stupid people are to believe this kind of stuff and how stupid they are. The other big one, this is the other big one I get too. This one's, I think, the topper of toppers, especially those in the medical field. The medical field will have, you know, discovered some truth in complementary alternative medicine. All of a sudden now, they are the end-all, be-all because they now have the medical and this new discovery. And like anything else, there's always this condescension because you have this and now you're superior because you have this, and this is not mainstream, so it's not as you know, accepted, not as potent. And I find this to be the big themes in all of it. I'm not just targeting the medical, I'm targeting both the goofy fucking gurus out there that don't know shit from their ass and are proclaiming they have some answers. And then you got the other end where you got the medical people that get along, get into this. And what they're doing is marketing, using their name as a doctor or some kind of high-end PhD, you know, piled higher and deeper or some BS, you know, bullshitter, selling whatever. So you got two extremes, two ends, doing the same thing. And it all boils down to really money. So I wanted to... Tonight's Substack is going to have all kinds of information and will hopefully illustrate how to determine things without getting caught up and sucked in to all the innuendo and bullshit that this industry seems to attract, you know, and people like me get targeted with. You know, oh, you know, you're just this, you're just that, whatever. And I just said, well, you know what, go figure it out for yourself. That's all I can tell people. See, the one thing that nobody can do is nobody can tell people what to do or tell people how they should do things. You can illustrate, you can say, this is what works. And then it's up to them to follow the procedures. They don't want to follow the procedures, you know what? You're on your own. If you follow the procedures and they don't work, well, then it just doesn't work for you. And you need to find something else. And that's also part of the... Because even medically, that's the same thing. Even if you go to a doctor and the doctor gives you all kinds of shots and pills and, you know, prescriptions and everything else, and you take all that shit and you don't get better, then it is probably to your best interest to, A, engage brain. Engage the brain, because people do not engage the brain. I'll tell you, when people engage the brain, when they park their ass on the sofa and watch television. Then once they've engaged how to turn on the remote control, to turn the on switch on and to find the channel, then their brain gets turned off again. Hey, Coffee, how you doing? And Sean made it too. Cool. Hi, Sean, Deborah, Sandman, Selma, all of you. Okay, and Susan made it too. Susan broke away from her macaroons. Now she is here. We are, like I said, caught up in a plethora of people. I would say 9 out of 10 of them don't know shit from their ass. You couldn't tell the difference, really, if they looked. They'll all read a little something, and that little bit of reading gives them an epiphany moment. And that epiphany moment, they now are the expert. And this is the other interesting thing, too, I find about people. This somewhat stuns me every time. I don't know why it does. I know better, but it stuns me every time. The shortness of memory that people have, it's incredible how they can so soon forget so many things so quickly, you know, like, you know, the injections, for instance. You know, they 4 years ago, or over 4 years ago, going on 5 years, believe it or not, it's almost 5 years coming, that this corrupt violation of genetic engineering that was, again, inserted into mankind has created all kinds of problems, killed all kinds of people, and nobody can still make the connection that, ergo, jabs came in, people died. Nobody makes that connection. And now those people who have had a certain level of longevity with these injections, when they die, people still will not be able to correlate. Person died from the injection, but the death certificate said something else. Today, I'm going to get just a little bit off topic. Made in Canada. Made. Now, those of you who don't know what made in Canada means, made is murder assistance. Well, I added the murder part because what it is. Murder assistant in death. You go to the hospitals, you go to a doctor, you say, I am tired of living in Canada and I don't have any money, and so I just want to terminate my existence. And they'll sign you up for MAID. So when you sign up for MAID, you have to sign, you sign a document that your organs now can be donated. Imagine that. You're going to donate your, the one thing in your body, the things in your body that are worth about $2 million, give or take, maybe more, are now, you are now signing over to the government so they can kill you. What a deal. What a deal. Your organ money doesn't go to your relatives or your friends, or it goes to the government. Wow. So now they eliminate you. Now, a lot of people who are on fixed income in Canada cannot afford to live in Canada, period. They are fucked, period. Simple as words, salt of your terminology. We all understand when we say someone is fucked, we all understand that. So I don't have to get into any deep explanation on that. Hey, Tommy, what's up? So now that you're fucked, you decide to go to the government. And the last thing you're going to see is the final fucking of the Canadian government. Just how it is, the way it works. That's life in Canada. So you go to Canada, you go to the government and say, I want MAID. I want you to murder, assist me in death. So you go there and they inject some shit, which is a paralytic, paralyzes you, and then they give you another injection where you engage in drowning, which can take up to a day to die. So it's not a peaceful death. In fact, it's a death to agitate and stimulate your immune system and your defense mechanism to jazz up all your organs with all the juices and the mojo that is required to power you up to fight or flight. So this is going on in old Canada. Now, those of you in Canada, I hope you pay attention. Old Canada. MAID has become the number one cause of death in Canada. It has even surpassed that of heart attack. MAID. Imagine that. I'm going to the government. I am going to offer my body and my parts so that I can be murdered by the institution called the Government of Old Canada. Amazing, isn't it? Makes you want to go to Canada, doesn't it? Doesn't want to make you run to Canada. Ooh, I'm going to Canada. I'm going to go get MAID. Ooh, sign me up. Let me get there quick. Woohoo. Look at that fringe benefits I'm going to get in Canada. I'm going to come over and get harvested. Wow. So all these East Indians are coming over from India. Guess what? You're next. You's next, baby. You's next. Come on down. We're gonna take those organs away from you. Yeah, game show. Let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Sign over your organs and we will kill you. Yes. As ludicrous and as ridiculous as that sounds, that is the truth. Canada has become one of the most, I would say, civil countries in the world, to one of the most ridiculous countries in the world. How many saw that theatrics with Daniel Smith the other day? We're putting on a performance, you know, could have won an Emmy and an Oscar. How many of you saw that? You know, Jasper, you know, we're burned down to the ground. Oh, we're going to, oh, it was, you know, we have such a special, oh, and we're going to, it's burnt, oh. How many saw that performance? Amazing, wasn't it? Wasn't it amazing? You know. Nice performance. Put a nice touch on the fact that the government gives a fuck about you and they don't. Imagine that. You know, I hope nobody fell for that. If you haven't understood by now that we have a Masonic order, a Jesuit order, a Zionist order, and Freemason order, and all these other freaking orders Canada right now under the umbrella of the WEF. And under that umbrella, these new landlords who have conquered Canada without firing a shot, without firing one bullet, one missile, one bomb, one anything. We can thank Mulroney, we can thank Harper, and we can thank Tittles that's in there right now, that has basically surrendered Canada to a foreign invasion. And what we're seeing in old Canada is we're seeing the new landlords kicking out the tenants of their housing units where they live. That's what we're seeing. So when we're looking at all the wonderful theater going on in old Canada, I hope Canadians, especially those of you who are, you know, have your eyes open and have grown up, don't fall for this. And those of you who haven't grown up yet, grow the hell up, because this is all bullshit, all of it. We're never going to see any real change in Canada. I don't know if it's going to even be done anymore. With so many children running around the country, you know, pretending to be adults. But I digress. I just want to point out, you know, eye in the sky. Hey, salutations to you, Tony, and everyone in the chat. Hope you're all doing well. Same with you. I wanted to point that out. That we're in a situation we're in Canada because everyone was in their little comfort zone, and now we are paying the price for not being diligent and, you know, on guard for Canada. You know, our patriotic, you know, our national anthem, on guard for thee. I think, you know, the television was on when we heard that tune, right? The hockey game was distracting everybody. I don't know, just my thought on it. But made in Canada is now the number one cause of death. And this is all, you know what? This is all has transpired since April 8th, before April 8th, sorry. This has transpired since this whole corona thing popped up. The harvesting of organs, the activation of a genetic bioweapon that was inserted into the DNA that activates and can be controlled and programmed by frequencies. An LNP that was also inserted into the technology so that it can now carry the programming required to trigger whatever is inside of that person to alter the whole concept. I got a video in here tonight too, where it actually shows you, for those who have grown up and have the mindset of the actual war we're in, you will see in this video, it's a small, basic, fundamental video, but it really speaks volumes. And I try to keep things simple because I know most people are simple-minded. I get it, you know, all they know is hockey and baseball and football and bowling and curling and Days of Our Lives and shopping. So I try to keep it at that level because those are the ones that need to grow up. The rest of you will see it right away. You've already maturated, you've already developed, and you've already have moved forward. But you will see this stuff. You will see what's happening. You will see what's going on with this demonstration in the video. When they injected these technologies into the host, even the head of the WF, Klaus Schwab, there, pointed out that this was a gene editing program. In other words, the things around you did not change, you did. Things around you were not altered, you are. You were and still are. So when we're talking about what to do about dealing with health, to be honest with you, and on the level with everybody, nobody knows. For those who grew up and didn't take the jab, the status quo with the things we know, whether they be in herbology, whether they be in aromatherapy, whether they be in food science, whether they be in orthomolecular, whether they be in any kind of vitamin therapy, whether they be in any kind of technotherapy, those things will still work for you. Those things will still work for you because your genetic code and your DNA hasn't been altered. Not directly by a program. Okay, we deal with the problem of our DNA being altered on a daily basis because of what we're eating and what we're breathing and what we're drinking and what we're exposed to by being around people and technologies that are emitting radiation that can cause mutations in our DNA and our genetic code. We're constantly exposed to this kind of thing. But those who've taken these jabs, nobody knows for sure what's really going to work in regarding to helping them with their health, since their program and operating systems are not functioning the way they were meant to function. Now, this is the interesting thing about this video. It shows how CRISPR technology, see, they say there's over 6,000 mutations in our genetic code, in our DNA. And those 6,000 mutations can cause a variety or a host of health issues or illnesses that can pop up. But what they don't tell you in this illustration is those 6,000 mutations are there a part of our genetic code that in some one top time or another we have been exposed to in our genetic lineage that have developed the immune responses that we currently have today. So as a result of somebody in our on our genetic history having been exposed to whatever trauma or whatever epigenetic or whatever biological, pathological exposure developed these immune systems as a result of those exposures. And that immune system was passed on to the next generation and the next one and the next one. Back in 1964, we got hit with the coronavirus, the real one. And so as a result, we did not isolate. We did not put on a mask. We did not do anything except go home and recovered from a flu. And as a result, we developed what they call a herd immunity. Because if one person was sick and one wasn't, and they got infected by the contact, you know, contact of the pathology being spread, the prions being spread from one person to the next, they all got infected with these prions, which have a program of their own, and then the body developed an immune response to shut down the program or to expel the problem, one or the other. And then it developed a code in its genetic makeup so that now, next time that comes along, the immune system will know exactly how to deal with it. Now, what they're doing with this CRISPR technology is they're going into the helix and they're splicing out whole sections of these mutations that have been that we've been exposed to historically in our genetic lineage. So by wiping that out, we now do not no longer have those codes to trigger the immune response. Today we have, yeah, that's true. I can't argue that one. Today we have herd stupidity. Yeah, we do. They've taken away that genetic code, so now we no longer have that capacity to defend against those issues. What they've done is they have further weakened the biology. They have further weakened the heredity. They have further weakened people. So now if they did get exposed to any kind of anything, they will succumb to these pathogens or these programs. Okay, these programs. That's what they've done. This whole thing with CRISPR was another biological weapon. This was not about, you know, we're going to take away this bad little gene and put this one in there. So we have seen experiments where they've done this, where a doctor took two children and removed the HIV code that was in the children. But we don't know what that's going to do in the long run. it has given everyone this impression, visually, that all we're going to have to do now with disease is go in and cut out this code, which is connected to other code. This is the other thing we're not seeing here. So what's going on now is we have an LNP in the system that is now there to further release CRISPR technology. And there's another technology which is even more advanced than CRISPR, which also may be in that LNP, which is designed to go in and take bigger chunks of the code out of the equation. Where CRISPR will target specific sequences, this will take out complete regions of the code. Now, people are telling people to use electrical devices to deal with the injections that they've taken. It's ridiculous, totally ridiculous, since we have absolutely no idea what this is going to do in the long or short term. To be using any of these devices, especially anything that's on a terahertz technology, anything that's on a electromagnetic pulsing technology, anything that's on a electrical discharging technology, we have absolutely no idea what these technologies will do with this code. We don't know. Okay, we have no idea what this will do. This is not an electronic device when we're talking about genetics. These are not electronic devices when we're talking about DNA. Okay. And the other ridiculously stupid thing that's going on right now is the fact that everyone is so focused on graphene and the dangers of graphene. Nobody's looking at the other components that are in the body that's already on the nanoscale. All that shit coming down from the sky is all programmable, can be triggered by frequencies, can be triggered by electromagnetics, can be triggered by photonic energy, can be triggered by cymatic energy, can be triggered by just about any form of energy. It's how you manipulate that to disengage that. But we're all focused on graphene. Graphene, this is how one-dimensional the general population is, and so easily distracted by focusing on one thing. And as a result, now everyone is an expert on how to deal with vaccines because they now know about graphene. This is what blows me away more than anything. The level of stupidity that we're dealing with today and the fact that we have no idea what we're doing when we're triggering these devices or these adding the other big kahuna. We're adding nanoparticles to the body, which is already saturated with nanoparticles, which we are now giving the body more functions to program. Because now you have more material to build with, more networking that you can build. And we can program these particles to do maybe other things or incorporate what we can program those particles to do with other particles. This is a reality. Yeah, I know the nano zeolite. Yeah, you got to have nano zeolite in order to take out the nano. Yeah. But this is the childish mentality that people have. You know, a house divided against itself shall not stand. It's biblical, right? Well, it just applies in science as well. You put nano in, and you already got nano there. All that's going to do is fuse and agglomerate together. Once that happens, you can fire whatever frequency or program you want, and you can now tell it to do whatever you want it to do. This is what I mean. People have been majorly focused on just one thing. While you're looking at the graphene, they're loading you up with other nanomaterials that are highly programmable and highly assemblable and will integrate with the rest of the network that's already currently there. They did predict programming through the movies for graphene, so it's expected. Yeah, well, they've done a lot of predictive programming. I saw something the other day that it was Fate of the Fast and Furious, and they had a scene in there. I posted on the last show where they were able to hack all the cars in an area to pursue somebody. And because these cars have a chip in them, all of them have chips that are accessible. I mean, you can't even turn your car because unless that chip is functioning. They were able to access, hack the cars. And again, it was a scenario, but it's a very real, it can happen. I was wondering if this is just technology resurfacing from ancient times. Maybe that's why those civilizations. I agree with you. It's not the first time nanotechnology was here. Matter of fact, they found a gold ring in Russia that dated back 10,000 years ago, and it was a nano-constructed material. Imagine that. And they found a transformer made of copper that was also composed of nanomaterial. And it was dated about 10,000 years ago, too. Now, whether the dating process is accurate or not, who knows for sure. But we do know, based on the fact that these were artifacts found someplace else, unless somebody time-hopped and went back in time, or forward in time, depending on how you want to look at this, and drop that technology or use that technology to do something in that time frame, and now we're rediscovering it, unless that has happened, you know, that may be another explanation. But other than that, if we look at these things, then we realize that nanotechnology is not new, genetics is not new, and we are going back to another historical moment where people were completely connected without having to say a word. And there is now proof that I've got a link in there. It's a patent. Nano-making, nano-babies, sounds like hell. Thanks for mentioning that. There's nothing under the sun. Nope. It has AI's been here a very long time. AI's been here since the garden. That's what got us interested in this bullshit. That was the virus that corrupted everything, and now this is where we're at today. Nothing new under the sun except the sun simulator. No, the sun simulator was here before too. There's nothing new there either. You know, none of this shit, this technology is new. When we start looking at a lot of these cuneiform and hieroglyphics, we may actually see and realize more that what they were saying was done in a meme technology. Because when you look at hieroglyphics, that's all memes. Nothing new. And you might be surprised that if you actually look at these things close enough, that technology that we have today was there. You see airplanes, you see helicopters, you see all kinds of stuff in those illustrations. And it's, again, that was way back when. Unless we have the capability of bouncing in and out of time, you know, who knows? Ryan, you made it. So when we're looking at all this stuff that we're seeing today, it appears that every civilization that has fallen before us has all gone down the same ridiculous road. I was watching for about 2 minutes because I can only stomach it for 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes. The French Olympics. And they had these transgendered males walking down the whatever, the runway, whatever you want to call it, you know, advertising this clothing. They even had people that were bearded. I'm like wearing dresses. And I'm like, wow, we're not, you know, we're past the days of Rome. You know, Rome fell this way. Greece fell this way. Egypt fell. All of them fell. Babylon, they all fell. And here we are again with this same shit again. Back to the days of Noah. That's what the Bible's telling us. Not going forward. not going forward, to the future, to the days when we're going back. You know, I've been a car biohacked, was quite the experience. You have zero control over it. Yeah, exactly. That's what they were showing in that scenario with the Fate of the Fast and Furious. There were people in the car, and the guy was sitting in his car, and his car was running into a cab. So this technology is very much real. We are there again. Again, we are there. AI is back in the saddle. What's this now? What we've learned from officials. Oh, okay. From the officials. You have to read this in a minute. So when we're looking at the current, we are Sodom and Gomorrah worldwide. I think we've passed Sodom and Gomorrah. I think we have passed Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, and again, okay, let's look at Sodom and Gomorrah just for a quick second. Okay, Lot was told to leave Sodom and Gomorrah. Two angels grabbed him, said, "Get out and don't look back." And all of a sudden, it was a hail of fire. Hailstone. Fire and brimstone. Fire and brimstone hit Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, and what is brimstone? You know, what is sulfur? Something that was used to combust to create a high level of fire. Some kind of thermite, I would imagine, or something that worked like thermite, and it came down from the sky. Maybe a photonic weapon. You know, a particle beam. Or maybe a frequency that that looked like, or that created the components, but literally there was nothing left. Nothing left. Aren't you glad you're outside the box? You're a witness, and you got to enjoy the madness. I guess I'd rather have been on the moon, you know, with a dome that had a beach and a hammock and bottle of brandy and a barbecue. That, you know, instead we're down here getting a bird's eye view of the show, and people tell me these are glorious days. I guess I don't understand the word glory. Maybe that could be my problem too. But we're seeing everything being burnt around us in Canada. Seems like there's a similarity here. Tony took away our popcorn dough. We now just have the butter. At least I still have Häagen-Dazs. Only in Canada. If you were in the United States, you wouldn't even have Häagen-Dazs. It's not the same. It's really depressing. I'm not kidding you. But if you're down in Arizona in the western part of the U.S., they do have an ice cream that's very similar to Häagen-Dazs. It's called Strauss ice cream. That's really good. That actually tastes like an old Dairy Queen, you know. But Häagen-Dazs here in Michigan, no, you don't want to buy it. It's not fit to be eaten. It's garbage, you know. So enjoy it while you can. You have my envy. When we're dealing with these things that we look at biblically, you know, from even just a historical perspective, that's some heavy-duty technology obliterating two cities to salt. All that was left was salt. I kind of wonder when Maui and Paradise and Colorado and Kelowna and Northwest Territory and Fort McMurray, I wonder if there was a high salt residue there. Just a curiosity. I don't know. You know, I'm not saying there was. I'm just saying I wonder. You know, I know we had blue umbrellas and blue cars and blue awnings that apparently didn't get hit, but everything else did. The blue protected because it was a marker. So anybody from outer space looking down with a satellite could say, leave that section alone, you know. Another big fire near Paradise again. Really? Oh, somebody in Paradise must have pissed in somebody's cornflakes. But getting back to the, now going back to the whole dynamic here. Okay, I also want to explain some of the things that people are saying about EDTA being dangerous, and it's an acid, and it's synthetic, and this, you know, it's whatever. EDTA is a synthetic peptide or protein. It is. And so is a lot of things that you're consuming in your food supply and supplements, and even in your medications are all synthetic. Those are your own medications. When we're looking at these things, and we look at ascorbic acid, which they say it's the, you know, it's not really vitamin C, but it's what makes vitamin C work. I got a document there for anybody that wants to look at it, just to blow these bullshitters off the map. There was an actual study done with people that were in hospitals, and that they never took this natural vitamin C, but they did use ascorbic acid. The ascorbic acid kept them alive. The ascorbic acid helped them to recover. Linus Pauling for 60 years was saying that the need for ascorbic acid was very high, and we know that ascorbic acid can also reverse telomere damage, which the shorter your telomeres get, the shorter you live. So the ascorbic acid is the main key component. Now, let's go with the natural. There's only two fruits in all the world currently that we're aware of that have about 3 grams of vitamin C in them, ascorbic acid. Now, ascorbic acid and vitamin C, the terms are interchangeable. So they have 3,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid in them. But when they're dehydrated down, they only produce about 900 milligrams of ascorbic acid per 15 grams of the material. So you take that 900 and you break it down to its basic serving, 1 gram would have approximately 6 milligrams of vitamin C. 60 milligrams of vitamin C. That's it. 60 milligrams. So a lot of this is just bullshit, but because you don't see these numbers and you don't get the whole picture here, these ignoramuses and these idiots and these foolish people who don't know how to read, how to research, want things done nice and easy, want to just have to deal with things on the most simplistic level and yet not really look at anything correctly, we'll give you all this hoopla about you should be using Camu and Amla. And they tell you to use Rosehip, which has far less vitamin C than Camu or Amla. What they do have is a bioflavonoid, which can help, again, recycle the vitamin C. But 60 milligrams is not a therapeutic level. In fact, it wouldn't even make the RDA level today, what we're exposed to. So when you're looking at ascorbic acid, for instance, there's a document there. You can read it. This is a medical document which tells you that it is the ascorbic acid that does the healing. Now, on my website, I have an ascorbic acid link. And obviously, these people have never read the information on the website. Too busy being egotistical and got to sell and this and that. This is what it's all about. It's not about really looking for people's health. It's like they can't be bothered. But, you know, it's nice to have fame and fortune come your way, right? If you're a salesman or if you're a goofy guru or if you're one of those medical doctors that jump in, you just tell people a bunch of bullshit, hand them a bunch of lines, and here you go without any explanation whatsoever on anything, because you can't deal with people long enough to really see the truth about what you're doing. So when you're looking at even the EDTA link on there, anybody look at that? Of course not. Why would we look at EDTA? Now, citric acid is another component that they tell you is all dangerous. Danger, danger, danger. Oh, it's so dangerous. Oh, my God. Citric acid pulls aluminum out of the body by itself. One of the things that were heavily saturated was from the sky. Where do you get citric acid from anyway? Oh, wait, citrus fruits. So you mean to tell me we're not going to eat orange? I know this is the argument that these naturalists or these people that, you know, these purists or whatever you want to call them, idiots. Well, it's in a natural fruit. It's good. Citric acid is citric acid is citric acid is citric acid. Doesn't matter whether it's in the fruit or not. It has the same chemical composition. The chemistry is the same. No matter how you slice and dice it. Ascorbic acid, the chemistry is just the same. No matter how you slice it or dice it. And there's over 100 years of evidence of vitamin C or ascorbic acid being utilized in the medical field and treating all kinds of health conditions. There's about 50 years or more of EDTA in the medical field that they have used as well. Some purport erroneous studies about Fiji water pulling. Yeah, that's another pile of bullshit. That doesn't work. Silica is not going to pull aluminum out. As a matter of fact, there's documents on that bullshit too. But this is what we're getting today because people do not know how to read anymore. You know. So they have lost the capacity to read. You remember the gladiator scene when he's in the arena and he's got to fight two guys and he kills them and he's just so disgusted with the audience. He's just so utterly disgusted with them, and he throws the sword up in the air, throws it in the auditorium, says, "Are you not entertained?" That's what the health and food industry has become today. It has become the laughingstock of everything because we've got so many infiltrators and violators that have come into this industry to perpetrate their influence. Dr. So-and-so, I have a medical degree in this. I have a certification in that. I am, you know, whatever. You know. But you get these naturopaths. These are another bunch. Some of them are just so damn stupid. I can't believe they actually got a degree in it. Everything good has been infiltrated or corrupted. Well, that's what's happened is we have good things in the alternative realm that they've been trying to take away. Vitamins, this is not the first time I've heard something stupid about vitamin C. I heard this shit 40 years ago. You know, 40 years ago they went after, because 40 years ago or thereabouts is when I got into it. Actually, I got into it when I was 19. So it's actually a little longer. But they were going after ascorbic acid. They were going after vitamin E. They were going after selenium. They were going after and vitamin A. They're going after all these four specific antioxidants because these four protected your genetic code and your DNA big time. You never hear about vitamin A anymore. Okay. Oh yeah, a lot of the herbs, not just some, a lot of them. You know, comfrey was attacked. Let me see here. Ginseng was attacked. Faux tea was attacked. I'm just trying to think. Burdock wasn't so much. Milk thistle, there was some kind of crap on that one too. So there was all kinds that were always assaulted. But the vitamins in that or the molecular realm, the four main vitamins that were attacked were A, C, E, and selenium. Okay. Golden seal was the other one. That's right. Golden seal was the big one for the herbs. That one could do so much for you. If you had an infection, you took it for 10 days, on its own, back then, on its own, could be a great, wonderful herb to use. You know, it was extremely, extremely well. Now you can use myrrh. If you can't find golden seal, you can use myrrh. It has similar properties, a little weaker, and doesn't have as much, it can have a side effect if you take too much, but you'd have to take a shitload of it. But in today's time, it's the same thing as being repeated. They're going after the very things that you need to pull stuff out of your body. Citric acid and EDTA is a good combination. Now, there's two types of EDTA as well. There's a sodium and a calcium. The sodium is far more penetrating. It goes right into the brain more effectively than the calcium one does. The calcium is more like a buffer. They say vitamin A is stored in the liver, therefore how much vitamin A daily intake is good to take. Well, any fat soluble can be stored in the liver. They don't tell you that about vitamin D, but vitamin D is also stored in the liver. You can take up to 100,000 IUs a day for a month without any side effect. So if you're taking anywhere from 5 to 10,000 to 20,000 IUs a day, you got no issue with it. None. And if you're using 100,000 IUs of vitamin A, it would have to be because you're dealing with measles. And they usually increase that for 5 days and then for children, and then they bring it down. Hey, Patty, how you doing? So vitamin A, if you're worried about vitamin A, then you should be more worried about vitamin D, because vitamin D is the one they're perpetrating that can cause all kinds of stones, especially at the doses they're telling you to take. Heart stones, lung stones, kidney stones, because the volume they're telling you to take is just off the map. Now, that's one of those, it's a hormone vitamin. So is vitamin A, actually. So if you're looking at taking these things, they're just in small incremental doses, they don't build up. Your body can use and will use these things. But vitamin D is another one that's actually better gotten from the sun. So when we're looking at all this stuff that they're telling you today, you know, especially these goofy-ass dumbasses that, you know, are expressing an opinion without even looking at anything, you know, because they feel something or they don't trust something, you know. Well, hell, I've been doing this shit for over 40-some-odd years, and I've used all these things, and all I've seen, if they're used correctly, was success for the most part. Sometimes these things didn't work, but for the most part, I've never seen anybody having any health issues as a result of taking them. But the way things are being told today, and what we're dealing with today, again, they're still not getting it right on any level. What we're seeing today, which is really ridiculous, we're dealing with a synthetic biology assault from all angles, from every possible way we turn around. And the very things that can help reverse telomere shortening, your vitamin C or ascorbic acid, they're attacking. Anything that's like EDTA that can actually help pull out a load of metals, especially if you disengage the nanotechnology, they're attacking. Anything or even like citric acid, they're attacking, because these actually help the body flush this shit out. And if you look at the studies on EDTA, if you look at them, I mean, read the real studies on this stuff and what they've done with it, you're going to find that this thing has some of the most pronounced, effective health healing things you could use. Now, is there a danger in these things? Yes, of course there is. The danger is what you can combine them with. If you combine them with certain things, they can have a problem. Or if you take too much of these things, of course they can have a problem. EDTA is put in a lot of foods as a preservative agent. You know why it's put there in a lot of the foods? Again, these goofy gurus couldn't tell you this. These so-called experts couldn't tell you this. But one of the things that EDTA does is shuts down biofilm. Oh, wow. Biofilm? No. Does it really? Wow, maybe that's why it's in the food supply. Maybe that's why people take it, to not only to remove the metals in the body, but also remove the biofilm that may have accumulated in the system. Oh, wait, I didn't know that. But I kept saying EDTA was bad for you. These are the lunatics that are in this industry right now. These are the lunatics that want to be the superstars, because now they're attacking something. Because they read one little thing, and they react to one little thing that they research. This is the same thing as C60. C60 was sold on one scrap of research. Just one. It was sold on the fact that it can extend the longevity of a rat's life that they experimented on with it. One study. And that's what made the headlines. That's what splashed it everywhere. But then when you actually looked at carbon C60 and some of these shungites and some of these other things that has C60, like shilajit and other things, again, and you start really peeling back the onion on this, man, you find out that this thing's a hijack. It's designed to sell it to you so that it can alter your, again, alter your internal structure to become more networked with whatever they want to build inside of you. But this, again, was not expressed or shown or told. So when we're looking at a lot of stuff, there's a lot of stuff here that these people want to come out and shoot down. This is bad for you because I don't know why it's bad for you, but it's bad for you because I feel it's bad. I just feel it. Ooh, I feel it. And yet nobody reads anything. Nobody looks at anything. Nobody looks at even the history of the use of this stuff. But they will find one research. This is how it always works. They find one research that has a negative implication to it. And again, I got nothing wrong. I got nothing against anybody finding something negative to it. But let's balance the equation. Let's look at both sides of the coin here. You know, you ever recommend essential oils with brandy or oil to remove biofuels? Can you clarify this point about ETA? Because the way it penetrates, it goes in and just takes it out, just like anything else. These things do the same thing. They go in, they have either antioxidant properties. EDTA is an antioxidant as well. It works as it has antioxidant properties, but it does the same thing. Strips it off, breaks it down, and pulls it away. So basically what you're doing with it's just a different way of doing things. There's more than one way to deal with an issue. And depending on who you're dealing with, whether it's a naturopath that knows what they're doing, or some other herbalist, or some other person working with orthomolecular, everyone has a preference of what they will work with. Some will work specifically with essential oils, nothing wrong with that. Some will work with just herbs, there's nothing wrong with that either. Some will work with vitamin therapy, nothing wrong with that either. The end result is what I look at. If I use the vitamin therapy to help you restore your health and restore your get you back to functioning normally, it worked. It's good. If I'm using essential oils and it does the same thing, it restores you back to health and gets you functioning normally, it's good. There's nothing wrong with that. If I'm using a herbal combination or a herb, that does the same thing. There's nothing wrong. It's just the means and the ends and how they work. Most of the time, they have a similar pathway or similar effect because they go down a certain way or they do things. But again, this is what these experts. So this is pretty good. Spurt. This is what they do. They spurt out. They spurt out a lot of bullshit. Spurt out this, spurt out that, and it's wrong. X usually is an indication of wrong. So X spurt. Spurting out wrong information. And that's what they're doing. And again, nobody is paying attention to, you know, the full gambit and the full picture. These are the clowns. I call them the clowns of this industry. Yeah, one doctor that was saying that the, you know, magnesium steroid is so dangerous and so bad. Oh, it's terrible. Yet they had silica in their vitamins. So did they even correlate if you had the silica with the magnesium steroid that might have caused a chemical reaction within the system causing problems because the silica isn't broken down? But yet, if you look at the biology, our biology, we need magnesium and stearic acid for the heart. Imagine that. Magnesium and stearic acid for the heart. So some of these things are not necessarily as bad as they have told us they were. And some of the things that are supposedly so good for you, like C60 and zeolite and methylene blue and silica and nano silver. These are the things they're telling us are really, really good for you. But when you really start to break down and see the genetic damage and the DNA damage these things cause, makes you wonder who what report are they reading? What research did they get? See, before we were using colloidal minerals and colloidal silver and colloidal gold. These colloids were on a micron level. And they used to tell you they were micronized. When we're looking at them today, they're still putting on the labels and they're mislabeling their products. They shouldn't be in a part per million. They should be in a part per billion. But see, if they put that on there, people might go and say, two things will happen there, because people, again, are not too bright. You know, for the most part, they're not too bright. They'll be, oh, part per billion. Wow, that means I'm going to get more. More equals to better. Yay! And that's what I'm surprised they didn't jump on that with the marketing. People are pretty dumb. We'll just tell them it's part per billion. Because if we have more, it's going to be more effective. Yes, sell it. You know, I'm surprised they didn't go that route. I really am. I'm really, really surprised. Because then their products that they had on a part per million would have been, you know, they would have been able to just change the label and part per billion. Nobody would have known the difference because it was the same stuff anyway. It amazes me. Like I said, it just amazes me. So when we're looking at, again, this is the other argument, this is the other big argument. Well, that's a synthetic, man, that's synthetic, and I don't take synthetics. Really? Just by everything we're eating today has a synthetic. You know, you look at all the vegans and all the shit they eat. They think they're eating so healthy. You got more synthetic crap in their food than they can shake a stick at. Synthetics are not always bad. Some might say, well, you know, you sound like one of those guys. No, I'm just telling you the truth. Synthetics are not always bad. Aspirin is a synthetic, okay? It's synthesized in the lab. You might want to call it a synthetic. But it can treat and remove 8 different cancers. Why wouldn't we use it? You want to see somebody die of cancer when something as simple as aspirin and cayenne pepper combined can take out cancer cells and causing them to literally implode? I don't see a problem with it. So if it's pure, why not? Pure synthetic, yeah. Synthetics has to be based on its biology, its biological effects on you. If I take ascorbic acid and I synthesize it from corn, or if I take ascorbic acid and use Camu or Amla, it is still ascorbic acid. And if that's the main ingredient that's working with treating or rectifying a solution, then either one of them are going to work. At that point, it's a preferential choice, whether I'm going to use a synthetic form of it or an original form of it. Now, having said that, I can get a pure ascorbic acid, put it on 1 teaspoon, and get 5 full grams of the effect, because now I even know exactly how much I'm taking. When I get an extraction effect from a Camu or an Amla or Rosehip, whatever, all I'm getting is a high level of bioflavonoid, and whatever ascorbic acid may be in there, depending on the volume that you're taking, if you need a tablespoon to get 900 milligrams, that's not even 1 gram. Which is going to be more cost effective? Okay, that's another fact you might want to look at. Now, you can combine that rosehip with a pure ascorbic acid. There's nothing saying you can't do that and get the effect of the bioflavonoid effect of the rosehip. That too will work. But again, when they get caught up on this synthetic versus natural, it is so ludicrous and stupid, because nobody's paying attention to the biological effect that this is going to cause or that's going to cause. If they're actually working and going down the exact same pathways to rectify, restore, and rejuvenate the body, then there is no difference. zero difference. So all these lunatics out here that are professing to be of some authority have absolutely no fucking brain. Because what they're perpetrating is based on some emotional opinion. That's it. An emotional opinion. There's no fact to back up what they're saying. And if they're telling you that they have a medical background or something, doesn't matter who they are. Okay, who they are. They're doctors, nurses, aides, whatever, you know. If they tell you this and they get caught up, well, I don't feel this is right or whatever. Well, I don't feel what are you feeling? Today I feel hot, tomorrow I feel cold. What are you telling me? Many are caught up in the whole food vitamins. You mentioned this in the past, that this too is misunderstood. Well, you look at, this is where we're coming into reading labels is really important. When you read the label, okay, I'm going to go buy a B complex. So I'm reading the label, and the B label is telling me that each B component, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B7, B9, choline, inositol, and B12, they're giving me a ratio per capsule. I know now exactly what I'm getting. If I know what I'm reading and I understand milligrams, I know exactly what I'm getting. And then when I look up what I need to, how much of a component I need to take to get a therapeutic dose as opposed to a minimal dose, you know, maintenance dose. Okay, now I can gauge that better. If I need to take 500 milligrams of all those B vitamins a day and can take them 100 milligrams at each interval, it's already set for me to do something like that. So every 3 hours, I'm taking one capsule of this component that has all the required B vitamins I need to take to treat whatever I'm treating. Now, if I'm just using for maintenance dose, one a day or two a day may be all you need. But any time, in my experience anyway, dealing with people for a couple decades, what's required to get the result you're looking for has to be sustained over throughout the day, usually every 3 hours. Usually in 5 hours, most of these water-soluble vitamins that you're taking today, like vitamin C and your B vitamins and MSM and other water-soluble, are gone in 5 hours. Boom, gone. Take vitamin C 6 o'clock in the morning. By 11 o'clock in the morning, it's gone. Boop, you've used it up. So if you take it 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9, and go to bed, or one just before bed, it's now sustained in the system throughout the day. As a result, your body has a component in your system. It doesn't run out. It's like running an intravenous through the system. And you get the results because the material is there for your body to use to fight off or to repair what you're doing. That's how it works. That's how it works medically. Every couple hours, you're giving your prescribed drug. Every couple hours, you're adjusting the dosing on your IV. It's the same concept. So when these people are talking to, again, the shit they're talking, and they want me to take a whole food vitamin B complex, and you look at it and you see that the doses of these B vitamins don't even make the RDA from the 1950s, then they're basically just pissing money out like water. You're not getting anything out of that. It's all psychological at that point. You know, B1, 6 milligrams, B2, 3 milligrams, B3, you know, 0.0002 milligrams. You know, it's ridiculous what you're paying for. And that's not going to help you, not in today's times. Today's times, you basically almost have to mega dose on almost all your supplements because your food supply is completely gone. If someone's telling me I'm going down the road to buy stuff from a farm or farmer, okay, well, that's going to be cleaner, obviously, than what you're buying at the grocery store. Should be. But if you're buying any kind of grain, any kind of bread product, or any kind of a grain to make bread, oat, wheat, barley, rye, whatever. And you're getting all this nano in mega doses because that's what the stuff loves. And they, well, of course they charge more for the whole food buying this because they're preying on the stupid. They're preying on the stupid or the ignorant. Well, we call them ignorant for, to be more polite, I guess. But you're preying on ignorance. They're preying on them with a theme because it's a whole food. There is no whole foods. This is the craziest thing about all of this. We haven't eaten anything whole that has been somehow corrupted or violated by some kind of either genetic engineering or some genetic modification or some nano modification coming down from the sky. I mean, they're spraying nano silver in the field just about in everything they're using. So there isn't anything that's whole. You know, and if you're going to tell me that the whole food vitamins are going to be cleaner than the ones coming from a lab that's been purified, I would have to say you're nuts. If the vitamins that you're getting have been purified and you got 100% purity and you look at your MSDS sheets and your safety data sheets and you can see the purity of what you're getting, then you know what? That's far cleaner than anything you're going to get from any whole food today. And all you got to do to prove me wrong, if you want to try it, take a 60X scope, a 100X scope, a 1200X scope, whatever scope you want, and put your food under the scope. Cut it up. Look at the center. Tell me what you see. It's all contaminated. Now we're going to get our vitamins from this stuff and say, well, because we dehydrated the cherry, we got some iron and, you know, we dehydrated. No, it doesn't work that way. And these systems, these companies that are making these products are not, they don't do anything in regarding to fully extract whatever. And some of the stuff that has fiber in it, like your B vitamins, for instance, the fibers will bind to those materials and pull them right out the door. You get absolutely no use from them. B1 comes from rice polishings. That's where they extract it from. So you know how many rice polishings they have to go through to get the B1? To get 100 milligrams of that? So like I said, when we're looking at, all these so-called expert or experienced people that work in this field, and they have absolutely no idea what they're talking about. They're jumping in with both feet in without any background to anything, understanding anything, talking a lot of shit and misleading a lot of people. And most of these people are spending a lot of money on products and things that, again, that just do not work or apply today. But like so, we get to the technical stuff, right? We get all into the old technical, you know. We're going to hit you with a turret's wand. We're going to hit you with, you know, a lightning bolt. We're going to shove a thunderbolt up your arse. And we're going to, you know, just jazz, razz, and spaz you. Most of the people today, currently, that are dealing with nanotechnology or nanobiotech have never done the real groundwork that you know, that is here today, right now. Well, it could be some nitrogen being, you know, pulled from the turd polishings. It's possible. You never know. And they wouldn't tell you that anyway, right? But they were shoving people's shit up their asses. So, I mean, who knows? Turd polishing. Most people today that are talking nanobiotech have only had maybe 1 or 2 years, maybe 3 tops of any kind of exposure. And none of them have really done any real legwork or groundwork on a lot of this stuff. And a lot of them are not looking at anything anymore. They're selling products. You know, they got a market. They don't need to do any more research. But most of them don't have it completely right at all. Some don't have it right at all. I sometimes come across a pretty clean vitamin, but then they ruin it with rice flour. Well, rice flour is the least of your concern in regarding to some of the supplements that are out there today. A lot of them have aluminum, titanium dioxide, coloring agents, like that are, again, aluminum-based. So some are all loaded with silica. You know, it. You know, rice flour I can live with, but I prefer, if I'm going to use a supplement, I prefer either buying it in pure powdered form or compounding my own. They become mockingbirds. Yeah, pretty much. So again, you know, sometimes you're in a position where you have to figure out, again, what it is you're doing. And some of those, again, the rice flours, whatever, can have a fibrous effect on what you're taking, and it will pull it through. Like, it will run it right through your system, and you don't get anything out of it. There is that as well. A lot of times I tell people to just break it down before you take it. Mix it with some kind of acid, citric acid or whatever. Stir it up and then carbonate it. Then you know for sure that you're going to get something out of it, because this, even the delivery method, is going to make a big difference. Most don't have any idea what's going on. They really don't know. They don't understand the nature of how these things work. They don't get how this stuff assembles and how it's working today. And a lot of them are not even looking at the fact that you've got a genetic component with these particles that is altering the very fabric or the very means of how they're programmed. So there's a lot we don't know about these jabs. There's so much we don't know. And this is nothing to consider. T, do you use a milligram scale for encapsulating your powders? I use a scale because when I make my stuff, I make it in volume. So I figure out what I need, what strength I want to make it. And then once I weigh it out, because usually I'm mixing three things usually in each capsule to activate and to deliver. So I figure out how many grams I need, 10 grams of this, 20 grams of this, 10 grams of this, do the math. And then when I put it in a double zero, I know exactly what I'm getting. I learned that from a guy, a buddy of mine who was a chemist. He showed me another way of doing it. These guys that go into this, you know, measuring each capsule, I think it's a little nuts. Basically, there's a simpler way of doing it. Matter of fact, I show you how to do it. If you go on my YouTube channel, if it's still up, there's a nootropic video, and I'm showing you there how to do it. You know, when we're dealing with this whole nano. And we're dealing with operating systems, and we're dealing with frequencies, we're dealing with programs, and we're dealing with an integration of these things. And when you're seeing that in the integration of these things, you're seeing that this stuff, where it's jacked in, and now we're going to hit them with some of these energy devices. This, to me, is insanity. We have absolutely no idea what this is going to do. But people will market and sell whatever. They don't care. They don't give a shit about you. Most of them don't. The way they look at it is this, and again, I can see their point of view here. On this part, I can see their point of view. If they warned you that these devices could trigger a spread of self-assembling genetics inside your body, and they have warned you and explained it to you very thoroughly that if you use these devices, that they can actually make your condition worse and speed up the process to your untimely death to the grave, and you still want to buy these products, then if you sign that you're the one going to bear the responsibility of whatever happens, then it's on you, not on them. If they've done that, if they have incorporated the explanation and thoroughly explained that this possibility can occur, since we do not know what can happen, telling me that, you know, you've and I've seen someone tell me this, some people are selling these things, said, well, they've seen so X amount of people saying they're seeing results. That doesn't mean shit either. People are so gullible, they'll say whatever. And you can justify whatever you want to justify with anything like this. But the truth of the matter is, based on my experience in 4 decades or more, most people will say all kinds of shit in the beginning of anything they take. Even if they've taken it for a period of time, they'll think that they're getting better. And all of a sudden, one day they wake up and they've collapsed. This I've seen happen many times. So again, when we're dealing with this whole genetic, synthetic, self-replicating programming of these technologies, that has to be thoroughly explained. There you go. Oh, you found it? Okay. May 2. There's a May 2? May 1 wasn't bad enough. Now we got May 2. This has to be explained. This has to be thoroughly explained. If you use any device, whether it's a terahertz wand, whether it's some sort of photonic technology, whether it's some sort of cymatic technology, whether it's some sort of EMP technology, whether it's some sort of electrical technology, that has to be explained, that these things could potentially further accelerate the functions and the operating systems of these injections that you've been given. Has to be, or they have no ethical anything to them. None, zero, nada, nothing. That has to be explained. That has to be presented. Then if you want to still buy the product, then it's on you. You know, I don't sell my products to anybody who's been jabbed. You know, I just don't do it. Now, if you want to still buy a product, I will have, okay, if you want to buy, you're going to sign a waiver. Now, if you wind up in the box in a week or a day because you've used the product after you've been thoroughly warned that this possibility could occur, since nobody knows what the LNP part of this is doing, nobody has any idea about the LNP part. Nobody. This is why I tell people, you know, if you've been jabbed, you do not use anything electric. I had a guy contact me yesterday from email. He's been, you know, he's been sending me emails all the time wanting to buy the product. I keep telling him, no, go get checked. And this is the other thing too. If you've been jabbed, with the first jab, go get your genetic code checked. There may be a good chance you don't have anything, because the first batch, they didn't have enough to go around. Most people got saline water, salt water. Second one was the big one. That's the one that started killing everybody in numbers, huge numbers. First one did too, but the second one is the one you saw just jump. Next is Butler the Butcher. Aha. Yeah, Butler the Butcher. May 2, Butler the Butcher. Welcome to Canada, eh? We have made delivered by Butler the Butcher. This is really important that you understand what you're getting into, why you need to not listen to every quack and whack that's out there promoting whatever they're promoting. You know, just because they say, I mean, there was one I got from Japan, a friend of mine in Japan sent me this video of, well, I talked about this before. I'm going to see if, you know, talked about, sent me this thing about somebody went to the, I forget, 11th, 12th, 100th dimension, and she got this epiphany, you know, you know, this epiphany about how she'd been given this insight, this intellect, this thing, you know, this spiritual, universal, gas-giving effect. So she came down, she started selling everything for about 500 million yen, you know, just to suck the Japanese people in. I've had two family members smoke themselves into the COPD. The war is right there on the cigarette. Yeah, yeah. And maybe that's what should be also put on these packages, you know, for specific use. Anything used other than what it was intended for, you know, the onus is on the person. How about the follow-up boosters? They were all loaded. All the boosters had the genetic technology into them. They all had the self-replicating genetics in them, all of them. That hasn't stopped. Shit, are you kidding? They want you dead. If they don't want you dead, they want you jacked in. The other interesting thing about being jacked in, like I said, the technology talks to each other. Basically, everyone's a node. So when you get around somebody else, the data starts being exchanged. And the data is being read by an AI network. Now what happens is if they see that you've got an infection going on, they will send you on your phone or through whatever means that you need to go in to get jabbed. They can also activate in you with the with that LNP an infection to be engage itself. It's not the tobacco, it's the added chemical. Of course, yeah, exactly. Tobacco has a ton of healing properties to it. The shit they're calling tobacco today is garbage. That doesn't have anything to do with it. Tobacco, when lit up and smoked, produces a chemical called codeine. And the codeine has a regenerative effect upon the brain. That's why natives in the past never had Alzheimer's, because they used tobacco. In fact, it was in some sweat lodges, it was used as a means of offering to the creator. So this is what has always had benefit. A lot of things are multi-level marketed. Yeah, that too. Get your update. Boosters are delivering the release level of tech. Yeah, yeah. So again, we're looking at all the boosters. These are just more programs being put into people. They're seeing how far it can go. Like I said, the first one came through a beer commercial, Corona. We have the coronavirus. There's got to be something with Modelo, Model Zero, or Mod L-O, something. L-O, whatever L-O could mean. It's got to be something to do with the occult. I bet money on it. If I start smoking the same day, I'll use American Spirit tobacco. So I don't know. I don't even know how clean that is. I don't know. All the tobacco I had ever gotten came from natives that gave me ceremonial tobacco. So I have no idea how good the American Spirit tobacco is. I have no clue. It might be clean. I don't know. Since I've been back to the United States, I got to tell you, I have a hard time trusting anything that I see here to be what they say it is. I venture sometimes, but I think I'd probably go to a tobacco farm and ask them if they got anything there that isn't sprayed, or go to a reserve. I think that might be even better. And hopefully they're not spraying. That would be preferable, or directly from a grower. Yeah. If you can find one that isn't spraying, you know, still going to have nanotechnology. There'll still be some contamination, but at least you won't have that corrupting it. The American Spirit is growing in New Mexico. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean shit. I don't care where it's growing. But like I said, if it's growing in the U.S., I'm reluctant on a lot of things. I wonder if third policies would be in the Amish tobacco. You got a fetish for turd polishings, don't you? Now I am craving tobacco, wine, ice, and ice cream. There you go. We have a lot of things, like I said, and tobacco has been, you know, tabooed. Oh, you're gonna die of cancer if you smoke cigarettes. Well, you'll die not from the tobacco. You know, you'll die from the 4,000 carcinogens that they put into tobacco to make it completely poisonous. You know what's interesting too? They took tobacco and extracted the nicotine, the niacinamide, essentially is what they extracted out of it, and they put that in the pesticides. which then goes into the neural network of the insects and wipes them out. So again, I didn't start nothing. That's where B1 comes from. I don't know what, you know, you want the turd thing. Guys, there's fetish going on there. I'm getting Virginia Gold tobacco in my backyard right now. Okay. And I hear that red wine speeds up the growth assembly of the networks inside of us. Well, it's not the red wine. Again, this is where stupidity is at its utmost. The wine has nanotechnology in it, just like everything else. But you got an abundance of it because of the way it's concentrated. So when you drink wine, you're loading up just like any other food. Fire in your Lytton, BC again, flattened like Maui 2 years ago. Oh, really? You got pictures of that, Karen? If you do, put it in the Discord so we can see. American Spirit may something clean. I'm sure the paper and filter isn't. Okay. Can you not buy the American Spirit loose, or does it have to be, or it comes already packaged? Okay, cool. I'll be right over. It needs to be treated by a device, of course. Well, I mean, I would probably zap it and then, or pulse it and then filter it before I drank it. They seem to like to kick people when they're down. Yeah, well, oh, Canada, you're burning up with so much fun, you know. So another fire in Lytton. Can you imagine that? Not another fire. I'm so saddened about the Jasterland. Well, that's coming to America. You got shit going on in California right now, too. Well, after you disengage it, run it through a coffee filter or a couple of them or some kind of filter that will collect nano. FBI arrested. So a lot of the, again, things are being told about a lot of stuff. It's, you know, that again, it's not being explained correctly. So again, we have to look at a lot of the things. I mean, there was a guy that was talking about all the vitamins being contaminated. Well, and that they're going to trigger this and they're going to trigger that. Well, if you don't disengage the technology, perhaps it may work. Perhaps that may be true. Perhaps, yeah, but I've not seen that to be the case, to be honest with you. In the midst of the Sulcan Valley fire here, right between them both. Oh, lovely. Just give it a couple months. It'll dry out. It'll be ready. Okay. So again, you know, we're not getting the full deal on a lot of this stuff. And like I said, just about anybody can come along now. Any Johnny come lately can come along, could be paid by any infiltrating network that wants to discourage people from taking vitamins. Because we have there's a big, big, big push to wipe people out. Got to kill people. Got to wipe them out. We got to take their guns. We got to burn down their property so we can evacuate these people so we can go in and disarm them. And this is what they're doing with your health. They're creating an alarm. They're alarming people. You got a fire. You take this, you got a fire. So now you disengage yourself or disarm yourself from what you need to stand strong to become healthy. I've recovered, mostly recovered from a lot of directed energy weapon assault I got hit with. Still dealing with things, but for the most part, yeah, I've come so far, and again, I've had to use supplements and herbs and essential oils and enzymes and peptides to, again, rebuild myself. It's taken time, but I'm actually bigger and thicker than I was before. You always bring up such amazing, what's the name of the main source website? I made a note of it somewhere. Main source website. Oh, when you go on the Substack, you'll see all that information on Substack. You know, If you go on my website, Augmented Force, you can look at the ascorbic acid link and the EDTA link. It's been sitting there for about 20, 25 years. That information that's sitting in that site, you're probably going to be hard-pressed to find it today, based on the fact that the internet's been taking stuff down since 2013. A lot of the stuff that we may have done in 2011, just on the nanotechnology alone, may be gone by now. That's a good possibility they've removed it. You might find it in the archives. You might find it in a cached link somewhere. Oh, okay. So what she said, I think she's going to be putting it in Discord as well. But yeah, if you go on that site, this is why I tell people all the time, go on the Augmented Force site. That's been still sitting there. That has been a surprise too, that hasn't been assaulted. And download everything you can off of that. You may not find that information ever again. So that's the unfortunate reality. And when we're looking at, when I tell people to come in, you know, you're invited to come into Discord at the end of the shows, there's places there that people are posting that's got a boatload of data on all kinds of subject matter, health, thrival, off-gridding, you know, do-it-yourself, all kinds of stuff that, again, you're more than welcome to get, and I would suggest you download that too. When a person dies or is sick, they never look at what pharmaceuticals or shots the person has taken. Let's blame tobacco. It's an easy way out. Well, they don't even blame tobacco. Sometimes they just say, person died of cancer, or a person died of emphysema, or a person died of lung disorders, or a person died of, you know, brain cancer, whatever. They don't necessarily always even indicate cause of the cancers, and they don't indicate either that the drugs themselves have toxic side effects that can cause high levels of death. You know, when we're dealing with what we're dealing with today, you know, taking all these some people take up to 20 medications a day. What's that doing to them on the genetic level? How bad is that causing their genetic code to become corrupted? And again, you don't see people that died from the corona, okay, that they did any kind of an autopsy and show that there were genetic anomalies that were in the body that can't be explained by natural means, that the injection was the cause of death. And here are the genetic biomarkers. Here are the DNA biomarkers. Here are the chromosome damages that have been done as a result of these jabs. You never, never hear that, ever. Never hear the fact that someone took a vitamin that, you know, they died from vitamins. No, you know, you'll never hear that. You know, you might hear that a person may have died from, again, an exposure to something like radiation or some other radium or some other radioactive material. Cause of death, radiation exposure. But you never hear, you'll never hear that they've died from jabs. You'll never hear they died from overdosing on medications. Person was on 30 prescription drugs. I think they were overdoing it. Overdose from pharmaceutical medications. That will never be listed as a cause of death. And yet you got these assholes and these dumbasses are going to come and tell you that these things that actually do work for you can help you alleviate whatever. We'll tell you that all of a sudden this is bad. What is Tony Substackling, please? Hold on. You don't have my Substack? For shame. There we go. I think that's it. Give a second. Oh, you're over there on. So again, when we're looking at a lot of the causes of death, I have yet never ever heard anybody dying from taking EDTA. I never heard anybody dying from taking vitamin C or ascorbic acid. I've never heard anybody dying from it. You know, never heard anybody dying from taking citric acid either. Mind you, it could cause you a lot of problems, any of them. Citric acid could cause kidney stones if you really overdo it. I mean, and I'm talking about really overdo it. When we're all looking at the dangers of something, this will be my, again, just before the show closes, the biggest clue you can have to discover how dangerous something is when you look at the LD50 of whatever you're taking. The LD50 is a measurement that the safety committees usually determine how much of something you have to take in order for something to be dangerous. How much of this component is required to create a problem? How much of this component do you have to take in order before it becomes toxic or poisonous? Okay, in Australia, they'll tell you that boron is dangerous. Boron is so dangerous, you shouldn't take any kind of boron. Oh, boron is going to kill you. But when you look at the LDL on it, you'd have to take 2,000 milligrams per kilogram of body weight at one time on a consistent basis before that causes any problems. It's safer than table salt. So when we're looking at, again, the so-called dangers these people feel or think, well, think, that's a loose term, conceive, hallucinate, have a delusion or deluded perspective. They don't know anything, and they shouldn't be giving any kind of advice. They're out to lunch, and they got it wrong. And it all depends on what goofy guru they're going to follow as well. When we're looking at some of these people that are vegan, eat your soy. These are idiots. Don't listen to any vegan. Don't listen to anybody that promotes veganism. They're goofy. They don't have it right. They never did. And most of them don't realize they're eating meat no matter what they're eating anyway. And when you got some of these people that are out there trying to tell you that you have to follow them because they have the answers, they have gone to see the great guru in the 100th dimension, leave them alone too. They're not too bright. And if you're getting people that are just telling you how they feel, what they think, and their opinion, again, ask them the questions. Do you have anything to validate this? I don't want to hear any common sense jibber jabber. I want to see the facts. Show me the facts. Say, show me the money. Show me the facts. Show me the facts. That's what you got to ask. Show me the facts. Don't show me bullshit. I see that all the time. I don't need to see any more bullshit. Show me the facts. Show me the evidence and show me both sides of the coin. Show me both sides. Tonight I did that. I did exactly that. I showed you both sides of the coin. I showed you how these things have been used and how they've been effective, but I've also said how they could be a problem and where they could be a problem. But it all boils down to the combinations of what you're taking that's going to be a problem or a promoter of health. How you combine things, what you combine them with. If you don't, like I said, if you don't understand that, then before you take anything or listen to anybody, God gave you some gray matter between the ears. I hope you have at least one functioning brain cell. And if you do, apply it. You might develop two or three or four or more. It's just how that works, They don't do genetic testing on corpses. More people need to ask why. Well, that is a point. Tony Angelo texted me and said he's listening, but he can't comment. And he wanted me to tell everyone, hey, for him. Oh, really? Okay. He got the email? Did he get the email then? Because I've been sending him emails, but he says he hasn't been getting them. So I don't know if it's gotten to a spam or what. But I put him back in the list again yesterday, so I resent it. Hopefully he got it. Well, that might be not a bad thing, really, that everybody should be demanding. You know, when somebody dies, to have a genetic readout of what they died from. But to see, again, that may come out to be somewhat, you know, iffy, too, depending on the medical field that you're dealing with. You know, depending if they're going to actually give you the actual evidence. Israel does not allow any genetic testing by their population. Wonder why. Because he might find out that they all started from an inbreeding. We're all related. We are all related. Oh, no. We've been screwing each other's cousins and mothers and dads. Oh, no. Well, that's how it started, right? Jacob had two cousins. Is that how it all started? Abraham had a half-wife. I mean, that's how that whole thing got going. But, I mean, see, something was different back then. Something had to have been different back then. You know, they didn't seem to have these. Well, I shouldn't say that, because it seemed like there was only one out of a country that seemed to have had anything on the ball there. But anyway, I'm not knocking the people of Israel. But, you know, it seems like David was outstanding, and Abraham was outstanding, and Isaac was outstanding, and Jacob was outstanding, and Moses was outstanding. But the rest of them, oh boy. Elijah was outstanding. You know, Jesus was way outstanding, and yet, and they killed him. You know. But you know, it's interesting that the comment that Jesus made on the cross is, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." That is so profound, because that applies to us today. We don't know really anything at all anymore. We have lost our history. We've lost everything. And now today, we've been following for the last 60 or 70 years this bullshit that they've called life, and all that's been depicted through the television and the media, and now with this technology. And you know what? We are walking in the dark, because we have no idea who and what we really are and what we're really all about. And there's this insane war going on this planet for us by whatever you want to call them, demons and fallen angels and angelic hosts, or if you want to call them, what's the other thing they call them? Dark forces, whatever. We really don't have, you know, a whole lot that we know. So, I mean, like I said, when you actually read the Bible and you read all the whole lineage and how this one begat that, and that begat this, and this begat that, you know, it's an interesting lineage. And today we have, and I don't blame the people of Israel or the Israelites. I blame the Zionists. These are the assholes that are destroying Israel. They're the ones destroying Israel, nobody else. They're the ones doing it. So that's the thing we have to, you know, really look at, the whole deal there. You know. Well, think about it. If we looked at the genetic code of everybody, what would it say? You know, when I was living in London, Ontario, somebody I knew there told me that because the people of London, Ontario had been there forever, that it wouldn't be inconceivable that the genetics had become so mixed with everybody else that you might have been engaged with somebody genetically that is related to you. I said, really? So any new blood was going to be an improvement. Anyway, they just want to watch us suffer. Hey, you made it. They don't do genetic testing on corpses. Okay. They just won't watch. They just want to watch you suffer. I suffer. Wasn't David gay? David wasn't gay. Are you kidding? Born in a joint supplement and was having a fit that someone may take 6 tablets instead of 2 tablets a day. Who's having a fit over that? 8.83 milligrams. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I don't get gay. When I read the Bible, I don't get that he was gay. But then again, who knows? For sure. Like I said, we don't know really who we are and what we are. So like I said, you know, when Jesus said he was the light of the world and that he was the door, I think that's probably the best route to take these days. But anyway, that's just my opinion. All right, I'm going to wind her down. And then, oh, I always forget to do this. Shit, I bet you I forgot to. Oh, crap. I bet I did that too. Let's see here. Give me a second. Ah, okay. You're going to be a little annoyed, but what the heck? Where am I at? Give me a second here. I forgot to do this. I always forget to do this near the end of the show. I try to time it so I can end the show and put these in so that everybody has a chance to come into the Discord. So, okay, the show's going. I'm going to wind the show down. And in regarding to if you want to come into the Discord, you can feel free to come in. There's the links. Come on in, make friends. Only rule of thumb we have there is to respect each other and keep it civil. May have a difference of opinion. That's okay. Keep it civil. No personal attacks. Feel free to come in. I always say at the end of these shows as well, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Follow him. Listen to him. Listen to the words. Look at the prophecies. Pay attention. We are in that time today where the book of Revelations is loud and clear. So we got to pay attention and focus of the here and now. So, tune in. I think the dark forces are in overdrive. They know the time is short. Yep, I do. All right. So, we'll see you in the Discord. I will be a little late because I have to publish the show. Before I go, wait a minute. There was one thing I wanted to read here. Okay, this is what the official reading for those of you in old Canada. Let me read this real quick. We have learned from official forces published in 2054. 33% of Jasper buildings have suffered either partial or total damage. That's one third. The blaze remains out of control, but the fire activity has been significantly subdued. At times, the fire was as tall as 100 meters, 328 feet. Winds reached speeds of 93 miles an hour, 150 kilometers. Power will remain off while safety assessments are carried out. The mayor of Jasper, Richard Ireland, will tour the hardest hits of the town. Residents will not be able to return until the fire is dealt with, and Jasper's rebuild could take years, Ireland. So now the people of Jasper has become completely displaced. Just wanted to read that before we go. All right, we will see you in the Discord. Till the next segment, to your health. We should be on the 28th, 8 p.m. Take care.